Thank you. The next application is 11,687. Daniel P. Golden and Jeanette E. Golden seek a variance to reduce the front yard setback, sections 115-34B and 115-182B and D of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the northeast corner of 5th Street and Surf Road. The 911 address is 103 5th Street, Unit C, Bethany Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax map district is District 134, Map 13.16, Parcel 27, Unit C. Specifically, they are asking for a 22.9-foot variance from the 30-foot front for the house, a 9.3-foot variance from the 15-foot front for the house, and a 5-foot variance from the pergola. Staff does note that the pergola does encroach over the property line, and the board does not have the ability to grant a variance over the property line. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, one mail return, and staff did receive a large-scale version of the survey, and we printed out that section, and it is at your desk, and I think we have more.
And I have some copies of some.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Good evening, sir. You have those sworn in.
Sworn in, yes, please.
State your name and address for the record.
Daniel Patrick Golden, 5430 Wickford Drive, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
You can wait right here. Sir, you plan on testifying
yes.
as well?
Yes.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Timothy R. Tribbett, Route 1, I mean, 1 Hickman Avenue, Ocean View, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing
bless
but
you.
God bless you.
And for the record,
we won't hold that
sure.
against you.
There should be enough for everybody. There should be.
Ms. Cornwell, you had mentioned something about the pergola. That's not one that's here before us tonight, the side yard, correct?
Yes. It should be one of the 182 or 182B or D. It should fall into one of those sections of the code.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I guess. Because it's technically that side, Surf Road.
Front yard as well.
It's a front yard
okay.
as well.
I just noticed it's a variance from the front yard setback, so I just want to make sure
yes.
we're okay.
It's
Thank
a
you.
Corner lot, has two front yards. One is a 30 foot and one is a 15 foot, and they're asking for those variances. I need the one that I marked back.
Yeah.
Yes,
back
please.
Back sure.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm Ray Tomasetti, here on behalf of Daniel and Jeanette Golden, and Mr. Golden is here tonight. The Goldens have owned the property since 1992, so for almost 24 years. The property is part of a condominium, and the specific unit in which they own, that was built sometime in the late 1960s by Ray Hickman as his real estate office. The property was converted into a condominium on July 3rd of 1990, and I attached to our application a copy of the declaration plan for the condominium. And it's hard to see because, again, it's a reduction, but at that time period, Unit C was sitting, I'm going to call it the side yard, but it's on Surf Road. It was sitting 7.1 feet from the road itself. And then along the front, it was had a setback of 10 feet, but there was a balcony, and the balcony itself encroached into that setback. The significance of the pictures that I've given to you, if you look at the pictures, you're going to see in the first photo, it shows the property, Unit C, being 103, and it shows the front of that property, and it shows the balcony in question for the second floor. The second picture gives you a view down the road. It shows Unit C, B, and A. And you can see specifically, and not to pick on the neighbors, but in Unit A, how close it is to the road. And it's been there for some time as well. The third picture gives you the side yard, and it shows the pathway to the Sussex Shores Beach Association. And these three units, and you'll hear from Mr. Golden, are part of the association, even though they're a specific condominium, the three units itself. So, also attached to the application, attached the two neighbors who own Unit B and C, and they more or less have shown that they really don't have any objection to the Goldens putting on this third floor. The issue came up when the Goldens decided to put a third floor on the property and talked to their surveyor and their builder, and it became apparent that variance would be needed on this property, and that's when it really came up. The actual variance for the building and the balcony are going to be built within the same footprint as the existing building, the first and second floor. Now, the property itself, from the uniqueness, and it's hard to see on some of the surveys, that's why we had the larger plan, but if you look at the shallowness of the property has a depth of only 70 feet. So again, the property is unique given its unusual shape and the shallowness of the lot. And it's really peculiar to this property, but as you see, the other neighbors as well have that same issue. The property itself could not be developed within the setbacks of Sussex County because of the conditions and strict conformity. In fact, it's been existing for 50 plus years in that same area. As I mentioned at the outset, it was not created by the applicant. Ray Hickman, when he built the property sometime in the late 1960s as his real estate office, constructed that property in that current location. And then it was a subsequent owner to the Goldens actually converted it as to the condominium that it was sold to the parties who sold it to them. And that was back in 1992. The variance itself will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. That's why I thought it was important to see that photo of the other two units. In fact, unit A is almost right on the road, in fact. So again, just want to show you that it won't detract, and it's not going to cause any hardship to the existing neighbors. And the variance we're seeking is the minimum variance. We really can't adjust the building because of its location, and by actually putting that third floor on, it's going to be within the footprint of the existing building. So again, it's the minimum variance that we could seek, and it's going to, I think, add to the aesthetics of the building, and it will not compromise its integrity. Mr. Golden is here, and I'm going to ask him to come forward. Mr. Golden, could you explain to the board a little bit about in approaching the Sussex Shores community?
Yes. We knew that we were not further encroaching on the restrictions that we have. Like you said, it's within the same footprint. We wanted to go up. But we found out with, like you said, with the survey, that the existing structure encroaches. I talked to the president of the association. He had no problem with it. He brought it before the board, six-member board. They unanimously agreed. They have no problem with it whatsoever. We will attain the height of the two adjacent proper units, not beyond. But anyway, the board was unanimous and agreeing that was fine.
But could you explain that the board itself could not grant a variance anyway because of the bylaws?
Because of the bylaws, the Sussex Shores community bylaws, they don't in the covenants, they do not have the ability to grant a variance, but they do not object to it. They can't grant a written variance. Actually, this year they're going to change the bylaws, but that doesn't help now.
Right. Could you explain about the pergola? You heard about the pergola, but was that there when you purchased the property?
No, we put that on. We added the pergola.
And when was that? When was that added?
In 92.
In 1992?
Yeah.
When you purchased the property. Okay. But the existing structure itself, the balcony and everything was there?
That was all there, yes.
All right. Very good. Do you have any questions of Mr. Goldwise here? I guess.
All right. We'll start. Mr. Mills, do you have any questions at this time?
The pergola is considered a structure because of the roof, or...?
It's like an accessory structure, so that's what it's considered as.
Okay.
So typically they can encroach 5 feet into a setback. This one is actually on the property line and slightly over, so they have to fix what's over, but they would be asking for the variance for it to be at the property line.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, we can't grant anything over.
No, you cannot.
Okay. And the third floor can't lever or anything beyond the existing structure?
No, sir.
And Mr. Tim, do you want to speak to that and also any other issues?
Well, we have
And this Tim Trimmett, the builder.
I'm sorry. The whole condominium's in a V flood zone, and we've understanding rules about the V flood zone being that we have to meet
we can't build more than 50% of the net value, or we have to bring the new structure up to the V flood zone. We've got that all taken care of. The appraisal came in at like $765,000 for the property. Our contractors for $192,000 to go up with the two with the extra story. So we got that all covered. That's pretty much there's not
on
a
that,
lot of yeah.
But answering Mr. Mills' question about staying within the framework, you're
staying within the framework. We're going to be within the same footprint as the existing building. Okay. Yes, right. We're not going out any.
We won't change anything.
No, straight up.
No further questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Ricker?
You said you're in a flood zone and you are, the market value is not more than 50%?
That's correct.
Okay, so which will permit you to do this.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we also already have the Denrick permit.
Okay. Next question. Thank you. And
we're on questions. The ball.
Yeah, okay.
Mr. Workman,
no questions.
And I have no further questions.
Mr. Tomasetti, I
yes.
didn't catch it, but did someone affirm your testimony?
Excuse me?
Did anyone affirm your testimony?
I have to ask, Mr. Golden, the testimony I've given before the board, is that true and correct as to the time which you've owned the property and the
yes.
issues?
Yes.
Okay. And just one other thing. In looking at the pictures, it looks to me like Surf Road is almost like a pathway to the beach.
That's
not a real road. Is that
that's
true?
Correct. That's correct.
Surf
yeah.
Road actually ends at the back of our property. The path is an easement.
So it's not something vehicles go down?
No.
Okay.
I attached the tax map to show that as well.
Okay.
On that as well. It's attached as part of the application.
Okay. Thank you. I have no further questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11,687. The testimony and the criteria for granting a variance have been addressed by the applicant in both verbal and written documentation. The uniqueness of the property is the shape and the shallowness of the property as the applicant has so brought to our attention and so appears on the paperwork. The unnecessary hardship practical difficulty hasn't been created by the applicant that has been there since 1992. Part of this encroachment has been there. The variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. Most homes are within that same category that they're applying for, where there is an encroachment of other homes in there. The requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Ricker and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,687. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,687 is approved.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.